Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph, mitzvah 531. The last mitzvah in Parsha Shoftim, out of the 41 mitzvahs in Shoftim, it is today the second mitzvah relating to Egel Arufa before Be'ez Hashem next time. When we start the 74 mitzvahs in Kiseisei, the last big chunk that we have before we get to the last few mitzvahs in the entire Torah. So today's mitzvah is the Isser of working and planting in the Nachal Eisan, in the riverbed or river where the Egel Arufa ceremony takes place. But before we get there, in terms of the mitzvahs asay, one more moment. Yesterday we spoke about the mitzvah of Arifas Arufa, Arifas Egel Benachal, the Arifa, the breaking of the neck of the calf, based on the anonymous corpse. The Rambam, as we noted, counts one big fat mitzvah for all of this, all of these elements and parts. And if you think about it, to detail it as we did yesterday, there are seven inyanim. There are seven parts of the Seder of Egel Arufa. Number one, the Bezdin goes out from the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Number two, the measurement. There's the Yatsu Zekinecha. Number two is the measurement, umadadu. Number three is the getting of the egel, v'lachu ziknei ha'ir. Number four is bringing it down to the nachal, which already creates halachos. The isser hana'a might start then. Number five is the arifa of the egla. Number six is the rechitzas yadayim that we spoke about. And number seven is the kriyas ha'parsha, v'yanu v'yamru yadina lo shavchu. The Rambam counts one mitzvah asay, seder egla arufa. The other rishonim, not most of them seem to pass like the Rambam, but the Bahag counts two mitzvahs. The Bahag counts in the Minyan Ha'asin, Arifas Egla, and in the Minyan Parshios, Parshis Egla Arufa. So it's not 100% clear, according to the Bahag, what does he split up? Which parts of these go in which mitzvah? But either way, he has two. He does not have Medida, which is interesting, because the Gemara talks about mitzvahs Medida. As we mentioned, even if it's clear which city is the closest, still the mitzvah of Medida must be done. But from the Rambam, it must be that just like the Rambam counts one mitzvah for a karban, one mitzvah for binyan ha-mishkan, and one mitzvah for most of these processes, so to hear, he considers each part of these, of this process, some ma'akev, some not ma'akev, just part of the one larger mitzvah of Egla Arufa, and that is why he only counts one mitzvah. Unlike, you have to contrast it to some other mitzvahs where he counts more than one. So for example, Bikurim, he counts, we'll have to get to Beshem later, the bringing of the Bikurim and the Kriya of the Bikurim. Whereas there are some mitzvahs that he splits up, but here, Egla Arufa, he only counts one mitzvah. So today's Isser is relating to a losase, though. Says the Torah, after saying that the egel has to be brought down to the nachal, the Torah says, "V'horidu asiknei ha'ira hiyasa egla asher nachal el nachal eson asher lo ye'aved bo v'lo yizareya." So even though those are in the nifal, the passive, those the Chazal understand that that is an iser de oraisa, that once an egel arufa, the process, the ceremony is done in a certain river or riverbed, as we saw yesterday, Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Whenever it's done there, so then there is an Isser that kicks in to do any work of the land in that Nachal forever. Work is never allowed to be done. Says the Sefer HaChinuch right here, Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph, Shenim Nanu, Mila Avod V'Lizroa B'Nachal Eisan. We are not allowed to work or plant in the Nachal. Hu Hanachal Shnerfa Shamagalav Alzanem Asher Lo Yaved Bo V'Lo Yizareya. The Menachas Chinuch discusses here how much of the Nachal, according to the Rambam, that says that it's a river, so it must be the whole river. The whole river, I'm not allowed to use. But according to Rashi, that it is avanim, it's just a hard earth, then you get into how much, what is the gvul of the Isser, how much is the shear, there's a Yerushalmi that says maybe 4 amos, maybe 50 amos. Either way, that is an important nafkamina between Rashi and the Rambam. Misharshi ha-mitzvah, the shorash of this mitzvah of not working the land, says the chiddush is similar to what he said yesterday, and that is the whole point of the arifa, done with a cow, a large animal, done outside the city, by the zakenim. All of those elements are to make sure everybody knows what's happened, what's going on. If they know of anything, if they saw anything, they would come forward to be able to fulfill v'yata arami kirbecha, and v'yachnisu yireh, Beliba, Yira Beliba, Al Dabar Arazeh. And there'll be yira. There'll be fear and trepidation. So start through here, not being able to work this, so everybody will remember what happened here. Everybody will remember that there was a murder. There was an anonymous corpse. And we have to make sure that there is no murder in our communities. And as we extended yesterday, not even Levayas Archim being overlooked. And it's all kedei lahazkir la'olam b'leiv kol ovrei derech, to remind everyone, ki al davar she nirtzach ish echad b'derech, it is forever left desolate. And in that way, we can be marchik the issue of Ritzicha. Good. Some halachas related to this Isser, as Baruch Hashem, we don't get to fulfill, not Baruch Hashem, but regarding murder, this is not a mitzvah that we want to fulfill, not one of those mitzvahs, but it's a mitzvah that if we can't fulfill, we have to learn about it. Maybe Yibana Beis HaMikdash, the halachas will kick in again, but Baruch Hashem only conceptually and not Lamaisa. Dini HaMitzvah. Masha Amr Zacharim Lavracha, the Gemara says, Mazria Begufish Al Karka, what type of work? I'm not allowed to go and set up a company in that Nachal. I can't do any type of work. What kind of labor? So the Gemara says, no, only work Begufish Al Karka. Mazria Begufish Al Karka, Afavodash Asratura Begufish Al Karka. It has to be physical labor with the land. Kagon Choresh, plowing the land. Vechofer, digging in the land. Vechayotze Be'elu. Any type of labor with the physical land, that is what's asur to araisa. Aval, mutter, lisrok sham pishtan, but if I could comb flax there, velaso sham kalavodash, inibuk of a karka. Something that's not connected, just doing work on the land, not with the land, that is not a problem. Here's interesting, another context where the chila comes up in terms of doing something on the land versus with the land. We know there are many types of kinyanim. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Kiddushin, in the first parak, there's a kinyan meshicha, pulling something, there's hagbal, lifting it up, there's kinyan shtar, kinyan kesef, all different types of kinyanim. There's also what's called a kinyan chazaka. Chazaka, where I physically do something to the item. Chazaka. If it's an item, I can be machzik it. But what if it's karka? How are you kona karka? So the Mishnah says, kesef shtar and chazaka. Kesef, I pay for the karka. Shtar, I give over the deed. And chazaka. What does chazaka mean? I do something to the karka to acquire it. And the Achronim explained, that is just because you do something to the karka, if I dig in the karka, that is what we call haraz bailus. It's a reflection of bailus. And in halacha, a reflection of bailus also could create bailus. And ironically, this is the kinyan to give it to you by doing something that a baal normally does. That's chazaka. So there's a steer in the Rambam. That's the problem. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Mechira in the first parak, Perek Alav Halacha Tezvav, what is a kinyan chazaka on land? If I spread out my fruit to dry on the land, that is enough for kinyan chazaka. Hare, says the Rambam, ha-chazaka shekona usa ba shtichas haferos, o ha-amadas ha-behem ha-shav, I put my animals there, v'chayotzi b'zeh mishar tashmish, that's also a reflection of ownership, I put my animals there, I spread out my fruit, that's the Rambam. The Ravid right there says, ha-milso lo machavra, I don't agree, putting your fruit there, that's not strong enough for a kinyan. What does the Ravid say? The Ravid says, lo mahani elekenega taina. No, if somebody's going to protest, we know this Cheskas Gimel Shanim, the third parak in Baba Basra. If I don't do anything with the land for 3 years and there's squatters there, they can say, oh, I didn't protest for 3 years, so it must not be mine. So for that, says the Ravid, if I put my payros there, that's called a protest. That could break up the 3 years of someone else. Aval mikna ba'ara, but to acquire the land itself, lo kanya elamidi de mahanya la'ara. You have to do something physical in the land. Ke'ein na'alugada. You got to put up a fence. You got to dig. You got to do something in the land. Machlokas Ramam Ravid about Kinyan Chazaka when it comes to Karka. The problem is that a couple of Svarim halachas later, in Hilchas Zechiyah Umatan, in the second parak, the Ramam says, at least in one context, that Kinyan Chazaka in the Gufa Karka is also needed. Says the Rambam, Halokeach Karka Mechaveiro, the Hechzik Baba Achilas Peiros Kana. So far, so good. If he's machzik, if he buys a piece of karka from his friend and he puts his payers there, fine. But then he says, avo benichse hahefker, o nichse hager, but if it's ownerless property, or nechasim of the ger, even if I put my payers there, if it's a piece of, a ger died, and there's a piece of land there. So if I put my payers there, I'm not kone. Says the Rambam. Lo kana lo gufa ilav lo gufa karka. She yase maisa b'gufa aretz. O yavod avode b'ilon. You have to actually do a maisa b'gufa karka. And the Ravid says, look what I wrote earlier. Meaning the Ravid says, you always need a kinyan book of a karka. So what's the Rambam's distinction? That if you generally buy a karka, all you need is kinyan shtichas peiros. You don't need to do it actually. But to be koneh from a ger or from hefker, you need a maisa book of a karka. So the way that it could be explained is that when somebody else is giving it to me, and then I do it, so that already is a haras bailus. Because it was owned by you, and now I'm doing it. You're staring at me and knowing that I'm doing it, so that's a reflection. But if it's ownerless, and nobody is, so to speak, putting it into my rishus, there's no das acheres makne, then I have to do something stronger to show my bailus. And that's why I have to do an actual maisa b'guf hakarka. So, depending on the type of kinyan chazaka. See here too, similarly, we have in our iser, you have to do a maisa b'guf hakarka. That's it. In order for it to be usser, anything less than that would be not considered working the land. Wouldn't be considered working the land. This fascinating question that's asked by the Minchas Chinuch. The Rambam writes here in this halacha, in the Hilchos Rotzeach, where we talk about the iser of working, Charash o chafar o zara o nata. If somebody plows or digs or plants or seeds, v'chayotze ba'elu, and anything else, so then he's chayav for this iser. What is the Rambam including in this? He already said all of them. If you plow, if you dig, if you plant, what more can you do? What do you mean v'chayotze ba'elu? What does that mean? So the Minchas Chinuch says in Oz Dalid, maybe he means like what he wrote in Shabbos, that Charisha includes Chafira and Osachritz, and Zoreya is Noteya, Havracha, Arkava, Zomer, all the items that are included in Noteya. Is that what the Rambam is including? And then he formulates it. The Yeshlis topic, the Efshar Kan Rak Ala Avos Chayiv, Velo Ala Toldos. We know these are the Avos. The Avos in let's say Hilchos Shabbos. And we have toldos in Hilchos Shabbos. Do the same categories apply in this iser of avos and toldos? Whenever there's an iser of working in Shemitah, in Shabbos, right here, the iser of the Nachal Esan. So, is it avos and toldos? Do the toldos naturally apply or not? That's the Minchas Chinuch Safek. The Efshar Kan Rak Ala Avos Chayav Ala Ala Toldos. Maybe only on the avos, on digging and planting, but maybe pruning wouldn't be good. Maybe grafting wouldn't be Aser Daraisa. Oh, Efshar, or Chayav Ala Toldos Gamkein. Vavi B'chal Avoda. Or maybe no, you're Chayav on the Toldos. It also is included in the Avoda. And maybe that's what the Rama means by Kayotsebo. Kayotze ba'elu, what is he including with that? So suggest the Minchas Chinuch, maybe he's including the toldos. This issue about whether they should be included or not might depend on how we look at toldos in general. The Gemara in Shabbos requires a source to include toldos. And that is a question that's asked by the Rishonim. The Shita Mekubetzes on the first daf in Maseches Bava Kama asks, what do you need a makor for? What do you need a makor by Shabbos to include toldos? Isn't it obvious? If the av is usser, the toldos should be usser? Ask the Shita. Tema. Maishna tolda the Shabbos dialfinan mi cry bepera kabone. Why do you need a tolda by Shabbos? Learn that from a pasuk. The darshina and heina avos meina toldos. Vit toldos to nezikin. Lo yafinan mi cry. And what about toldos and nezikin? The first four blot above a comma. We have avos nezikin and toldos nezikin. You don't have a separate source for that. It's natural. It's a natural outgrowth. So what do you need a makar for? Answer, v'nira l'mari katz, ilav kra. Well, renowned for the pasuk by Shabbos, have mima'atinan toldos, we would have excluded toldos. Why? Mi denisbacha parsha Shabbos l'malachas ha-mishkan. Since Shabbos is connected to the Mishkan, ki heichi d'mavtina shar malachas d'lovei chashivi. So, naturally, says the Shita Mekubetzes, says, we would include toldos. But because we have the Mishkan, that is why we wouldn't have included toldos. That's why we have a pasuk to re-include them. But the mentality of this shita is that toldos are a natural outgrowth. The pashtus, which is other formulations, which I won't read now, and the pashtus of the Gemara that requires a pasuk might mean no. Toldos aren't natural outgrowth, they're extensions. But you need to include them with a pasuk. So that could be the svara behind the two studim of the Minchas Chinuch. Do toldos flow naturally from the avos, or are they an artificial extension, but not really a natural one, and that's why you need a pasuk? So maybe here, where there is no pasuk specifically to include toldos, you wouldn't include them. So that is the question, whether toldos are included. Okay, we continue. And even though, very important ha'aret, says the Sefer Chinuch, even though I wrote earlier, that we do not have the mitzvah of Egla Rufa today. Why? Because we need a Bezdin. We need a Sanhedrin. We might not need, said the Minchas Chinuch yesterday, we might not need a Bezdin in Yerushalayim to fulfill this mitzvah, but we need a Bezdin. The first step of the process is that the Ziknei Sanhedrin come out from where they are, doesn't have to be Yerushalayim, come from where they are and measure. They do the Medida. And everything else is done by this Bezdin of that city. But says the Minchas, says the Sefer Chinuch, even though I wrote yesterday, that the mitzvah of Egla Rufa does not apply today. El Bezod Abayis, Kshanu Don Edin Nefashos, says the Chinuch amazingly, Isser Ha'avoda Banachal Esa Noeku. This Isser, the Aseh does not apply today. You can't do the process today. But the Isser applies. If we would know that there's a certain place that's a Nachal Eson where a Egla Arufa was performed, we would be usher to be Zoreya or Noteya in that place. If we would have a Kabbalah, if we would know, we don't know. But if we would know, if we would have a Mesorah, what's a Nachal Eson, that we would be usher to plant. So it's a mitzvah that applies today. We just don't know which place might have been one. So the mitzvah saseh does not apply today, but the lo saseh does. Kilo hizkar akasim isra avoda boso makom uzman. It doesn't say anywhere that it's limited. So it applies in our day. The Minchas Chinuch has many sfeikos here in terms of what does it mean in Eretz Yisrael, which is true. What if the body is found right outside of Eretz Yisrael and the closest city is in Eretz Yisrael? What if it's on in Eretz Yisrael and the closest city is outside of Eretz Yisrael? Goes back and forth, all of these sfeikos. Feel free to look it up. And this Isra applies to men and women. Any man, any woman who works this area is going to be chayiv. V'over alzeh. And if somebody violates and is zoreya in the Nachal Eson, he gets malchus. Interestingly, the Chinuch points out, there's only one mitzvah counted here. Even though it says, lo yaveh, asher lo yaveh v'lo yizareya, right, it says that here in the pasuk, still, it's only, asher lo yaveh bo v'lo yizareya, is only counted as one. Right, we have many times in the Torah, we have two isurim next to each other, and most of the time they're counted as two. That's not next to each other, those two words, but those are always generally put together in the Torah, and they're counted as two separate Isurim. That's the discussion of the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Chametz Umatzah. The Rambam says, Im hayo lo chametz kodem Pesach, uba Pesach, velo biero. If somebody has chametz and does not destroy it, meaning they don't do an action to buy it, they just don't destroy it, even though they violate two lavim, you're not going to get malchus because lo asa b'maisa. Okay, but if you actually bought chametz on Pesach, then you would violate mashba two lavim. Two lavim, the Kesef Mishnah here asks, others ask, why two? Don't they go together? Isn't it by Rabbi Yimatzei together? So the assumption is no. You could have one without the other. The Kesef Mishnah says by Tamun, if something is hiding, you might violate by Yimatzei and not by Yira'eh. What if somebody is blind? That's a discussion in the beginning of the second parak in Meseches Pesachim. But there it's counted as two. And you have other examples. Here it's clear the Rambam assumes it's only counted as one. Only one Isser. Lo yeah, not to work it, not to be Ovid, and not to be Zoreya. Maybe Zoreya is just an example of Avoda, but it's only counted as one. So again, V'chein Amar Zechanim Lavracha, Kishazach Rusham Mechuyev Malkus, when the Gemara in Makkos, Daf Chav Beis, lists off those that are Mechuyev Malkus, it lists this off as one. Hakol Azara Hachas, if somebody is Ovid and Zoreya, I plow and then I plant, I only get one Avera. Good. What else does the Minchas Chinuch here mention? Minchas Chinuch says in Oz Vav that if somebody actually did work in Nachal Eson, then the Gidulim would be Aser. Why? Because there was an Isser to work it. There's an Isser Hana of the Egla Arufa itself. So, says the Minchas Chinuch, the Gidulim that grows should be Aser also, based on a different pasuk. Lo Sochal Kol Toeva. Do not include anything abominable to Hashem. And this was created in an abominable way, and therefore it would be usher. There's a couple of other important halachas to mention that the Minchas Chinuch dealt with yesterday. And that is, number one, the Rambam says, let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, there are a number of corpses found in one area. Nimsu, the Rambam says in Perak Tes Halacha Yud, Nimsu Chalolam Harbe Zebit Zadzeh. Number one, where do you measure from? Modedin Michot Moshe Kalechad Ve'echad. From each person's nose. V'im Haisa Yerachas Krova Lekulam. If there's one city that's close to all of them, then you bring one Egla Arufa for all of them. If one person is close to one corpse is close to one city, one to the other city, then you split it up. Each one brings their own Egla. But if all of them are, let's say there are 10 corpses, they're all obviously close to one city, one Egla Arufa. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the Rambam must have a source for that, but we don't know where it is. Maybe you have to bring for each and every corpse. So the Chazal Mishnah doesn't say where he got it from. It must be the Rambam got it from somewhere. But at least, says the Menachas Chinuch, it must be this is only if it happened earlier in the process. If you already did Medida, and you already started the process, and then you find a second corpse, Pashas, then even the Rambam would agree that you have to give two. Other important halacha, and that is, what happens when we find the corpse? What do? We send for the Zakenim of the Sanhedrin. What happens in the interim? We let this corpse stay there on the earth. Right, the Rambam says, "Im nimsa halal manichin oso bimkomo v'yotzin chamisha zakenim Yerushalayim u'modedin u'kishenod amakam akarov kovrin esanerag." You wait for them to come, and after you wait for them to come, then you bury the chosu zakenim Yerushalayim u'komon, and the zakenim measure. They go back, and the rest is up to the zakenim ha'ir. So that's unbelievable, says the Menachas Chinuch. According to the Rambam, what if it takes them a week to come? You don't bury this person for a week? It's terrible. What if they're very far from Yerushalayim or wherever the Sanhedrin is? The Tosefta in Sota says, no, that Shluchei Bezdin Yotzin Va'osin Simanim. You make Simanim. You mark where this corpse was. V'kovernos, and you bury him right away. U'mitzayinin es mekomo, achayo avo abezim yimodidu, until the Medida is done. And Sarachiyin asked the Menachas Chinuch, Shalokasav Gedevriya Tosefta. Why did the Rambam quote the Tosefta? It's beautiful to make the corpse wait and not bury him right away. It's very difficult to understand that, but that is the Rambam Shita against the Tosefta. What if it's exactly equal between two cities? So the Gemara talks about this, that they bring one jointly. They bring one jointly. The Menachas Chinuch says in Osiyud Beis, they bring one Beshutfis, and they all say, Yadenu lo shafchu. Mumin? Is this Egel Ruf allowed to have a mum? The answer is yes. It just can't be worked. La 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 all. But it could have a mum. It doesn't have it to be perfect. After all, it is not a carbon. Also, important discussion, which of the seven elements are ma'akev? Right? Is the kriyas apsukim? Is the netilas yadayim? Right? Does that hold back the mitzvah? So some of those won't be ma'akev. That's discussed by the Rishonim in Meseches Sota. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Baruch Hashem. Hadron Lach. Parsha Shoftim. Baruch Hashem. Next time, we start with the 74 mitzvos relating to... It found in Parshas Ki Tse'etse.